Penguin Random House Audio presents High Achiever, the incredible true story of one addict's double life. This is the author, Tiffany Jenkins. For my parents, Tina and Freddie, if it weren't for you two, I wouldn't be here today, literally and figuratively. I miss you both and hope I'm making you proud. Author's note. Just so you know, I've changed the names of people as well as a lot of the details of their identities. I've also changed certain locations. In addition, I have omitted certain of the more monotonous details of the court process for narrative flow. These events occurred before I got married, so my maiden name, Tiffany Johnson, is used throughout the story. Chapter 1. 1, 2, 3. The light from the flash was blinding. I'd been ordered to remove my glasses for the picture, and I could see nothing for a moment. I hadn't washed my hair in 3 days, and since I was arrested directly from my bed where I'd been sleeping, the mugshot about to be plastered all over the papers and the local news broadcasts was most likely just as horrendous as the crimes that started the whole ordeal. I'm going to uncuff you briefly so that you can remove your jewelry and place it in this bag. Once you do that, you'll head to that holding cell right there, the officer said, pointing. And change out of your clothes. You look to be a large, so here, take these, she said, handing me a polyester jumpsuit. She reached into a nearby bin and pulled out a pair of rubber flip-flops. These are your new shoes. You will wear them at all times, including when you take a shower. Don't lose them. She thrust the shoes into my already full hands and nudged me toward the cell. I tried my best not to think about all of the different feet that had already worn.